Dropping the next two items on the schedule. Okay, so for clarity, we are pleased to, can we start the recording? Thank you. The recording is commencing for our next session, which is a meeting with the Security and Stability Advisory Committee, and I'm pleased to let you know we have both Patrick Fahlström, Chair of the ESSAC, and Jim Galvin, Vice Chair, join us here now. Thanks very much. Over to you, Patrick and Jim.
Thank you very much. We have passed over to you a set of slides that describes a little bit what we're doing, where we are, the current status, and also presentation of the last couple of documents that we produced. To make this session a little bit more effective, I think we, just like last time we met at the last ICA meeting, I think we should just immediately move into question and answer mode. So anyone want to bring up some issues? You see on the agenda here four different bullet points. You see the overview and activities. SAC 64 was something we published. It's an advisor on search list processing, which is continuation of the old traditional namespace collision issues, where we explain some of the technical background on that. Then SAC 65, an advisor on denial of service attacks leveraging DNS infrastructure. And then we have this Q&A part. But I propose that we dive directly into the Q&A part for the people that are interested in that to use their time the best way possible.
Thanks, Patrick. And I can see we've got some, at least one question raring to go. So over to you, Mike.
Thanks, Patrick. It's Mikey O'Connor for the transcript. There's a recommendation and a theme that's running through SAC 64, 65, the name collision thing, a bunch of stuff, that says something to the effect, ICANN ought to let the world know about these issues. And I'm just curious if you've got, you the ESSAC, have got any ideas on how that happens. I mean, who does what? How do we, you know, I agree wholeheartedly, but I'm curious if you've thought about sort of how do we get that going?
Well, we have a couple ideas of what can be done. You can, first of all, you could, for example, everything from in no particular order, just to list some ideas we have been talking about, and we are interacting with, for example, the ICANN security team to actually actively work with various other communities. To increase the collaboration and cooperation between ICANN and the IETF, including maybe ICANN staff even working on documents in the IETF when things need to be updated. It is a reminder for ICANN to, when they do briefings on new technologies and new things, that don't forget to write about security issues. When ICANN is spending money on flyers, education, and outreach, that they include these kind of security robustness things. They also, that their communication team is going to work and do also briefings and video and podcasts and whatnot that are related on these issues. And I ended with that just by saying that we as ESSAC do believe that we, of course, strongly believe ourselves are part of this community, the ICANN community. So some of this requirement or request to do a recommendation to do more outreach is, of course, pointing to us. So one thing that we have done the last year is that we have been working with the ICANN communication team to come up with a mechanism on where, by which we can present ourselves to the world better what we have written in our documents in the form of videos and others. And we today actually had the first meeting with the communication team where we decided to work on the first presentation on what ESSAC is, what our principles are, the difference between damage on, for example, damage that someone do on their own business or technical things, and damage that some and collateral damage based on some kind of those kind of examples. And then we're planning the or expecting that the next briefing we probably should do let's say by accident, maybe before London or something, about some other topic. So that's sort of what we are now planning to do ourselves, to do this kind of to try to resolve this recommendation. So those are examples. Thank you.
Looks like the next one might be from the same person.
I'm curious about how the GNSO can help you do that.
That's a good question, and we are talking now and then about how to communicate. I think we have started to get more and better communication with various stakeholder groups. I don't really think that we know yet really how to exchange information in a more effective way. I think that the meetings that we in ESSAC have with each one of the stakeholder groups are more and more constructive and better. And I also hear from my ESSAC members that they also listen. So I think it's really important that the meetings we have together does not end up being one-way communication from us to you in GNSO, but also in the other direction, so that you bring up what issues you have. For example, one thing that I discussed with the previous, with Stefan and now with Jonathan, is the fact that I brought up together with Heather, the chair of GAC, how many items we and ESSAC, for example, can work on each year. And that has been 4 increased to 6, and now it's about 8 issues a year. And I understood and I've heard that you are working on maybe 35 main topics, probably 135. But anyways, it's much more than 8. Now, if we are an advisory committee to the board, and the board will ask us questions, and we have got 1 or 2 questions a year that removes, let's say, 2 out of these 8. We have 6 more issues to work on. I have offered GNSO 3. So the question now is that I actually, and I do understand that I haven't gotten a real response, and yes, it was Stefan that I said, okay, if I tell you that if you, among all the things you do in GNSO, pick 3 items that we should work on during fiscal year 2015, what 3 topics should it be? Think about that, Mikey.
Let me preview something that Jonathan and others and I are working on with GAC GNSO collaboration. Because in a way, what we're talking about is managing a queue. And there are 2 components to that. One is developing what the queue is, and then the other is deciding how to manage it. And so one of the things that would be interesting to explore is whether that's a similar approach could work between the GNSO and the ESSAC.
Yes. Can we please move forward a slide or 2 until I say stop? Stop? Okay. Back 1. So this is something that we present to you at each meeting. These are the issues that we are working with at the moment, okay? Where the public suffix list is the latest one that we started up. We actually do have 1 work party that we might start on Tuesday, so it's not really a secret, and that is that we find that given that we deal with security and stability issues with identifiers, we feel that we at least should have a look at stability, security and stability issues related to the globalization of IANA. So that is something that we will discuss on Tuesday, but given the, so I cannot, of course, like say whether that will be created and what exact the title and the charter will be, but that is a very big work item for us that might be another item on top of what you see on this. So for example, feedback on priorities, if the, for example, on the things that you see, these are things we already spent time on. New suggested things that we should work on, look at, that are triggered by what you are doing in your constituency, for example, that would be helpful.
Got a follow-up question from Stefan and then a comment. Did you want to make an additional? Jim, go ahead and make a comment and then we...
Jim Galvin for the transcript. I just wanted to point out, in addition to these slides that the GNSO gets, which describes our work plan and things, it's probably useful to note for the record that all of this is presented in the ESSAC public session, which typically is held on Thursday mornings. So one can always go back for the record and see what we've been saying about our work plan and current activities. Thank you.
Thanks. I've got Stefan and then Ching.
Thanks, Jonathan. Stefan Van Gelder. Just to add to what Patrick was saying, one of the things that I think is very useful, certainly I think we found it useful, as you were saying, is the interaction at the leadership level that happens prior to every ICANN meeting, which is, I'm sure you're all aware, that the ESO and AC leadership tends to meet on the Friday with the ICANN CEO. And it's not only an opportunity for interaction between the community and the CEO, it's also an opportunity for interaction between each community. And I always, when I was chair, found it extremely useful to find out more about what ESSAC and other communities were doing. So I know it didn't happen at this meeting. I'm sure there was some good reasons for that, but it's certainly something that I'd encourage to happen at every ICANN meeting. I think it's really useful, and it's often more useful than formal lists, and this is what we're doing, where people don't always understand, you know, each other's priorities. That's a good way, if we talk face-to-face and then have that fed back through the leadership to the community, to get that understanding, I think.
So Patrick Feldstrom, yes, I also found it very useful to be able to talk with the other people in the leadership. So that has been useful for us, for me as well. But let me add that what I was talking about is what I think would be even more important, and that is, if it is the case that you, through your process, whatever it is, you're the one that know what process you use, if you find something that you would like to, like us to have a look at, ask us a question. The more precise the question, the easier it is for us to respond. And it takes us between three months to 6 months to respond, so it's not something we're going to respond in a week. GAC has done this very successfully. The board is doing this, so don't hesitate. Ask us questions.
Thanks, Patrick. I've got Edmund next, and then we should... Sorry, Ching, were you in the queue? I wasn't sure if you were in the queue or not. Yeah, go ahead, and then we've got Edmund after you, and then I think we should probably call it a day at that point.
Sure. Thank you, Jonathan. Ching speaking, and thanks, Patrick and Jim, for the update. Just very quickly, the sixth item is the public suffix list. Is that in the synergy with the Mozilla public list?
Yes.
Excuse me, Edmund.
And Edmund here, and that's kind of the question I was wanting to ask as well. But more on, I guess this kind of relates to one of the final report from the JIG that came out in terms of universal acceptance, I assume. And part of the recommendation from the two councils is for ICANN to look into some of the services that these public surface leaks provide, and whether there is any gaps. So I'm just curious whether the ESSAC would look into that, and what kind there's a topic there, but what is kind of the scope that perhaps you might be looking at?
Okay, I have two a little bit fluffy responses here. First of all, it's very intentionally that it is written in plural. Okay. Secondly, Rod, can you stand up, please? This is the ESSAC member that is currently working with these and working with this work party, so I encourage you to talk to Rod directly, and he can explain much better than myself what this is about.
And the fact that it's at the sixth, does it mean that's the lowest priority, or because
No. Okay. Now I understand. Sorry. No, the list is unordered.
Okay.
Good question. Thank you very much. No, it's unordered list.
So the reason why we did have a very brief conversation, both on the JIG, and also I think Thomas mentioned this about how the universal acceptance issue on iOS or other platforms as well, and this is somewhat related. So it ties into consumer trust and ties into kind of some of the things that GNSO I think is.
Yeah, I have repeatedly. This is Patrick Feldstrom. Several different groups and constituents within ICANN has talked to us and ESSAC about universal acceptance. And now you'd bring it up as well. We are very well aware of it. We follow what's going on. But this is one of these cases where we have really difficulty to actually do something that has that is sort of a series of recommendations if it's not the case that we get a crystal clear question that we are going to answer. So this is one example where, for example, a good question can actually help us to deliver faster and easier.
Could I just very quickly, but I think the depending on what you have in mind for the public suffix list, that might help add to some of the, for clarifying the actual question to
I am, yes, so. I understand. Please talk to Rod.
Okay. I will.
Yeah, we're going to finish off then after you, Thomas, the last word, last question.
Yeah, my question is what we can expect in terms of the public suffix list. I mean, what questions surrounding the public suffix list are you addressing? I know that Jothan, for example, is promoting it as a tool to foster universal acceptance. Others in the technical community are saying, well, this is meant purely for cookies and nobody should be using that list for acceptance of TLD. So what subject matter are you going to be working on?
We are talking more about the generic issue, with the fact that there are multiple lists, that how various entities know that the list exists, how to know who you should communicate with, potentially looking at various issues that have been, for example, when ccTLDs have introduced IDNs without knowing that that should be announced to some public suffix lists. And various different kind of things, but the work part is in creation. So I encourage you, all of you, to reach out and let us know. Unfortunately, we're not really prepared on answering so much question about public suffix lists. So maybe we have our open meeting between 8 and 9 on Thursday. So I'm looking at Rod. Maybe we could, if you come there and ask questions, we might be better prepared. Might be.
On that note, Jim, sorry, last.
Just a quick thing to add. Since you phrased your question as a what can we expect from ESSAC with respect to this, I think it's important to point out that although we have these particular topics that we're working on, we don't have any promise of producing a work product. Okay, so there really wouldn't be any expectations in particular as to what will come out of it, because ESSAC does and has in the past started a work item and then decided that there's nothing for us to say about it, and then the work party just closes and we move on.
My question wasn't relating to the outcome, but to the questions that you're asking yourself.
Okay, good. We're all set then. Thank you very much, Patrick.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jim. All right, we can stop the recording on that session.